It can happen in a field near an abandoned building in Detroit or a now-defunct library in a small rural town in Michigan. The locations may differ, but the mission is the same. Medical students reaching out to provide health care to the uninsured. The student-run free medical clinic is an outreach effort offered by most medical schools. Usually, it's staffed by first and second-year med students responsible for virtually every aspect of the clinic. An MD would be on hand to write prescriptions and confirm diagnoses, but it really is the med students giving most of the care. What are the pros and cons of these free student-run clinics? That's the question posed by my next guest, who's a medical student at the University of Michigan. She recently wrote a piece for The Atlantic entitled Letting Medical Students Run the Clinic. Jennifer Hsu, welcome to Stateside.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So what made you want to write this story about letting medical students run the clinic?
Well, last year when I started interviewing at medical schools, a lot of students had come up to me and kind of touted their student-run free clinic as the highlight of their medical education. And they talk about what a great educational experience it was and how they were really exposed to health disparities. But one thing that was never really breached was kind of the quality of care that the patients were receiving. Was the care that they were receiving subpar? Was it worse than if they had gone to some other kind of place? And it really wasn't a conversation that was there. It was one that I kind of wanted to bring out in the article.
So did you go on, did you go along with students on the clinics to observe?
Yeah, I did. I spent an afternoon at the student-run free clinic in Pinckney, Michigan that the University of Michigan runs, and sort of saw how their workflow was working. They would have a first-year medical student usually kind of present to the patient, then they present that physical exam to an older medical student, and then they would go back to a doctor, an attending doctor in the back room, and kind of present to them, and then go back to the patient again. So I felt that, not that the students were, you know, misdiagnosing the patient or that, you know, medications were being wrongly prescribed, but, you know, there were certain downsides to the student-run free medical clinic in that the care they were receiving was a little bit slower. This was the first time that students were really, you know, giving a physical exam in their lives. And I don't necessarily think that the patients, they were really thankful that they were receiving this care. But at the same time, I think from an educational standpoint, it can kind of perpetuate the stereotype that, you know, here are these groups of individuals who don't have any health insurance. Maybe we should be able to practice on them. And it just really wasn't a conversation that had been brought up.
Did you get the feeling they're being used as guinea pigs?
I didn't really feel like that. Okay. But it might have just been that because the conversation wasn't being had, that potentially this could be a problem, that we weren't sure whether the medical students knew for sure whether, you know, these patients were getting like slower care or less efficient care. Just because the conversation wasn't put out there, they were just kind of thinking about the student-run free clinic as this like unmitigated good almost.
Well, it is easy to see, it feels like win-win, because you have students who get to actually get away from their laptops, get away from the anatomy lab, get away from books, and actually begin interacting and learn to interact with people. And probably the sooner the better as far as developing your skills as a physician. And you have people who may not otherwise get any medical attention.
Right. The thing is that there are other alternatives that these people without insurance could potentially turn to. And so the worry is that maybe because these student-run free clinics are there, they might be going to those areas instead of places that are staffed by kind of MD caring doctors.
All right.
And I think maybe a bigger issue instead of the care, I mean, I don't know, I wouldn't say that the care that they're receiving is like below standard or subpar. I would just say that if students are only looking toward student-run free clinics as an educational experience and not as a place to discuss health disparities and the fact that poor people are maybe not getting the best care they possibly can and not having that space for them to talk about it, then that could be a potential downside of student-run free clinics.
So as you raise questions such as the ones you raise in your piece in The Atlantic, Letting Medical Students Run the Clinic, did you raise these questions with students, and what kind of response did you get?
I did a little bit, and I think that the people who are running the clinic, so we have medical students who are in charge of ordering supplies and managing workflow, they were very aware of this issue. They were talking about how they were worried that, you know, because basically the way that the operation of the student-run free clinic works is that First-year medical students only probably can volunteer there once a year. And so their only experience in volunteering at this clinic is this one time for a concentrated 3 or 4 hour period of time. So in order to get all these sort of educational opportunities, there has to be this a little bit more...
Not just a one-off.
Right. So that's kind of the sacrifice in between. It's like maybe the people who are really involved in the clinic are getting all of these experience about health disparities. But the ones who are just volunteering one time, maybe the only educational experience that they're getting is just learning how to do a physical diagnosis or learning how to talk to a patient, but not so much the health disparities.
You know, when I think about a visit, let's say that a student sees a lady, examines a lady, determines that she has hypertension and borderline diabetes. Well, then what? Does a supervising MD double check and maybe go re-examine if need be?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, the student, the doctor does. The patient is seen two times. So the first time they're seen alone with the medical student. The second time it's with the medical student and the doctor.
Okay. But then what about follow-up care and what about help with medications?
Yeah, they have a $5 they usually try to prescribe medications that are on the $5 pharmacy list. And then they also they have this like specialty follow-up or referral service that they have. So in case that a patient would need it, they would redirect them to a service that had sort of cheaper care.
And is there – are there other kinds of services in the sense of maybe helping – these folks find other sources of medical care or deciding if they could, helping them sign up for Medicaid if they're eligible? Is that part of what's offered?
Yeah, they're definitely working on it. They have sort of social worker students also affiliated with the clinic. I think the thing with that, though, is that in the process of them kind of navigating the system, they don't – like, you know, as a medical student, I don't know very much about what's going on. So in the process of them learning how to use the system, then the care that they're physically giving or the resources they have are not, you know, as great – as comprehensive as if, you know, if I were a doctor and I'd been working with these issues for the past 30 years. And so that's sort of where the tension comes between education and care.
Are you saying that you don't think these clinics should happen or what
No.
are you saying?
I'm not saying that. I think that the biggest thing that I'm saying is that I think that we should talk about how there is this tension that exists between education and care. And usually in medical school, it's not just something that's really talked about. It's just kind of glossed over. It's like, oh, this is a win-win situation. We're getting education and we're providing care. But there is a little bit of a trade-off. And it might not be a trade-off that's a bad thing, but it is a trade-off I think that we should be talking about.
And how would you solve – what would you think would be the way to solve that tension between education and patient care and needs?
One of the physicians that I talked to was saying that he thinks that there should be a dedicated reflection after every clinic session. So after the students are done taking care of the patients, there should be, you know, some kind of moderated discussion about what did we see today, what health disparities were we aware of right now, just some kind of space for the students to kind of decompress and really reflect on the day that they had just been volunteering at.
And plant seeds that I'm sensing the hope is that'll be borne out once that student's in practice.
Definitely, yes, because the general goal of student-run food clinics is also to have students to want to do these kinds of things when they have MDs and deal with health disparities. To that point.
Are you going to go out? I know you're first-year students, so you are, very, very snowed under with a lot of schoolwork. But do you plan to go out on the free clinics?
Yeah, I definitely do. I think that the Michigan Free Clinic, from the care that I was seeing, I think it's a great service, and it's a really great way to learn about health disparities hands-on.
Jennifer Hsu, first-year medical student at the University of Michigan. She recently put a piece into The Atlantic entitled Letting Medical Students Run the Clinic. Thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you.